of justice, honor, and strength.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, we got a big show still left. Marty Bowen will join us, the Pacific Regional Director of Gun Owners of America. One of the things that they're doing, which I think is really great, is that for those who really care about our Second Amendment rights, our right to keep and bear arms, that's going to be on the ballot in the midterms. And that's why they are beginning a process of vetting candidates, which I think, by the way, is a great idea. I think every major organization like that should be vetting candidates. Who is it that's going to vote to support what you believe in? I mean, we don't normally do that. We look at, you know, we get the mailers, we hear the radio ads, we see the TV ads, and that's all well and good. And by the way, speaking of TV ads, Captain Sam Brown has a brand new TV ad, that is very, very powerful. Captain Sam Brown, of course, running for the U.S. Senate, looking to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto. And his new ad is really, really impressive. But and by the way, we'll be visiting with Captain Sam Brown, and we'll talk about that ad coming up after 1:30. So Marty Bowen will join us at 1:05. 1:30, it'll be Captain Sam Brown. Chuck Muth will join us at 2:05. And, of course, Dr. Fred Simon, running for governor. He's a medical doctor, trauma surgeon, pretty impressive guy from Douglas County. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up about 2:30. So a busy, busy couple of hours straight ahead. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New sanctions from the U.S. aimed at Russia over its war in Ukraine. The latest targeting Russian President Putin's two adult daughters because of their country's war crimes in Ukraine. House Financial Services Committee member, GOP Congressman Andy Barr of Kentucky, says while the U.S. and its allies have imposed sanctions that have had some effect, more needs to be done.
The atrocities on display, especially in recent days, necessitate that the U.S. use its full sanctions power, including comprehensively limiting Russia's ability to profit from oil and gas sales. We are not sanctioning energy-related transactions. We need to do so now.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told the panel Russia's actions in Ukraine will have what she called enormous economic repercussions. The World Health Organization reports the number of coronavirus cases reported globally has dropped for a second consecutive week. But Rita Foley reports the agency is urging guarded optimism about that trend.
The World Health Organization is warning countries not to drop their COVID-19 protocols too quickly and predicted that future variants could spread easily if surveillance and testing systems are shelved.
Authorities say one person is dead in Georgia, another in Texas, amid damaging storms that swept the region with high winds, tornadoes around the south.
There may have been upwards of a few dozen tornadoes from parts of Mississippi, Alabama, into Georgia and South Carolina.
Jared Geyer at the National Weather Service says the storms are moving to the east tomorrow. House Democrats accusing oil companies of, in their words, ripping off the American people because of high gasoline prices. But during a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee hearing, Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers said the Democrats have it wrong.
This is not the Putin price hike or the result of companies suddenly deciding to make money in 2022. This is the Biden price hike.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's 104. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the Las Vegas-based Siegel Group has acquired 10 acres of land just across the strip from Resorts World. To the north of the Encore and to the south of Fountain Blue, founder Steven Siegel says he's now reviewing the hotel casino concepts with long-term options, including a hotel casino, multifamily apartments, a condo tower, and some retail outlets. Last night was the Las Vegas Aviators' first opening night played as scheduled at the Las Vegas Ballpark in Summerlin, since their inaugural season in 2019. Thankfully, the only masks required were the ones worn by the catchers. Of course, opening night and the entire 2020 minor league season were canceled because of COVID-19. And good news, the Aviators defeated rival Reno 3-2 to open up the 2022 season. Well, the Palms now has an official reopening date. The 766-room off-strip property will now open for business the evening of April 27th. And, of course, that is just in time for the NFL draft, which begins in Las Vegas on April 28th.
CQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash there right before the Spaghetti Bowl, U.S. 95 eastbound before the 15 interchange. Otherwise, remember those lane restrictions ahead of that. That's on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day still to come. Captain Sam Brown running for the U.S. Senate. He will join us, and so will Dr. Fred Simon, a candidate for governor, a trauma surgeon from Douglas County. He will join us after 2:30. It's going to be a busy, busy couple of hours. Glad you're with us, though. We are in the midst of a political cycle. An election cycle, and a lot of people are asking the question, what's on the line? Well, let's find out, because joining us now is Monty Bowen. He's Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America, and he joins us. Monty, how you been?
How you doing, Kevin? Good to talk with you. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me what is at stake. I know people always poo-poo the midterm elections. Well, there's no presidential race. It's not that big a deal. I don't even know who's running for the school board or for any of these other offices. Tell me what is at stake in 2022 in the midterms.
Well, I think we can see the way our country's going right now and the way it's headed that everything's at stake. I think we probably agree on that. But our primaries, and to be honest with you, even though it's the midterms, it's getting these House and Senate seats and getting our local government changed to a government that we can trust. And I think that's our biggest focus right now.
Are there issues across the nation that are going to be voted on relative to gun ownership, the Second Amendment, our right to keep and bear arms? Because there are states where they're still coming after us.
Yes, you're correct. We've actually just lost we had a bill passed in Washington State, which is one of my states, about high cap magazines. And what we're finding is that are the anti-gun left that are in these strong blue states, they're pushing more gun control. And we know about the shooting that happened in California. Their instant thing is to have more gun control. Well, we've proven gun control over and over does not work. The criminals always have a way to do the means, and they'll always find the way to get illegal firearms to do that.
Well,
so our biggest push is, oh, go ahead.
No, continue, please. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Our biggest push is to start pushing the anti-gun left and get good, not rhinos, but good conservative pro-Second Amendment people in. We're up to 25 states that are constitutional carry now, and we're fixing to add Nebraska, hopefully in the near future. That's going to push us to over half our country is realizing our right to keep and bear arms.
Now, one of the things that I think is real important, and we've been talking about it on this show for, gosh, more than a year, and that is the vetting of candidates, finding out, what these candidates really believe. And then eventually, when we get them elected, to hold them accountable for their votes. How does that process work with Gun Owners of America? We've talked with unions and different organizations over the last few months about this vetting process. How does it work with Gun Owners of America?
Absolutely. We have two different branches, and we have our state and local branch, which goes a different direction than our federal. We do have a federal team in Springfield, Virginia, that takes care of all of our federal endorsements. Those candidates are set out a survey. It's put back to them, and then they grade that survey. And then they'll do a background check. If they're a candidate that's been elected, they'll start looking at their voting records and the way they hold their office to make sure that what they answered on the survey kind of coincides with their voting. If it's a federal candidate that has not been in office, then that survey, if we choose to endorse them, that's kind of a held standard to where if they start voting against what they told us, then that gives us their own words to say, hey, wait a minute, you told us that this is what you believed in and you're not voting for it. We expect you to, you know, to do what you said and promised us, and which that promise is just protecting our Second Amendment rights.
And by the way, does that happen often? I mean, I know these are politicians we're talking about, so we have to like cut them a little slack. But there are examples where candidates, as candidates, say one thing, and then as a government worker, they end up doing something else. I mean, does that happen often, do you find?
Well, it doesn't happen that often with our organization. We do have a pretty strong vetting, and we try to stay up on top of it. It doesn't mean that it can't happen, but, you know, the people that we choose to endorse normally are a extremely strong Second Amendment. So where they're at in their geographics, they have to stay that part. The only time I could see that it could be an issue is when you get into, you know, the really close-leaning red and blue. You know, that's where you may get a candidate that doesn't stay track, and then when that happens, we just end up finding somebody to run against them.
And you primary them.
Absolutely.
Now, let me just ask you, how does it work? For instance, you've got an event next Monday at the Gun Owners of America Las Vegas office. Can you talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing and how you do it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be our primary election assembly candidate forum. And what we're doing is we've invited the assembly candidates that are running for office to come here and kind of talk about their Second Amendment, what they believe the Second Amendment, what it means to them, and why they stand behind it. And what that does is that gives people a chance to know each candidate face by face that's going to be in their area or an area that they're close to. But it also gives a chance for us to kind of look on where they stand as that. Now, most of them will be issued a survey, so that'll come to me directly. And on the state, the assembly is important because that's our bill passer, so we can get good gun bills passed to protect our Second Amendment. So it's imperative that these people come out and talk to people. That way they can understand, you know, where they stand against in their Second Amendment right.
Do you hold people to the no compromise standard, or do you acknowledge that sometimes you have to negotiate and you have to give a little and take a little and give a little and take a little? Do you find that no compromise is the standard?
It's going to be the standard with GOA, and we stand behind our no compromise. I think we've compromised our rights enough. I think we're seeing that in just about every right we have right now, our First Amendment and the Second. And to be honest with you, we hold no compromise. We're not going to give in to a little bit of gun control, period. It's no compromise. The Second Amendment is exactly what it states in that amendment.
Is there a national trend? You talked about the magazine size in Washington. Do you find that there is some sort of trend towards more gun control in some of these blue states?
Absolutely. The anti-gun and the liberal party, they push to get pieces. And this is what the general public needs to be well informed of. They want pieces of the gun to eventually get the entire gun. They know they can't just go after the whole thing. So eventually they piece these guns to pieces to where you actually lose the gun. And that's the thing. They're in it for the long haul. So if we don't stop them and do a no compromise, which means, no, we're not going to do away with this part. No, we're not going to do the high-capacity rounds. The round count does not have any efficiency on criminal activity. You know, that's the point that they're trying to do is limit people's right to self-protect. And a quick instance, if an intruder comes in and there was multiple attackers, you don't have time to reload or get another weapon if there was multiple attackers. So limiting a person's rounds for self-defense is a violation of our Second Amendment right.
So let me just ask you, messaging is vitally important when it comes to advertising, when it comes to just being out on the stump and trying to articulate the message of Gun Owners of America. And I'm curious, you've got a candidate training coming up on the 18th of April. Can you talk a little bit about what you cover in sessions like that?
Absolutely. That's going to be our activist training here at the same location that you stated earlier. And basically what we're doing is we're teaching people about how the phone banking works, how we endorse candidates that way if they have questions about that. We also have them, you know, enjoying on being an activist, as in being proactive instead of waiting till the wrong people get into office and then being reactive. We need people to step up. We've seen it in Virginia. Virginia showed that the people at the grassroots, which means that the people like us on the boots, on the ground, are the ones that are tired of the direction our country's going in. And we want to teach these people to be more active. It's worth their time to be active and get the right people elected.
Talk a little bit about your new location, your new office there, the Gun Owners of America Las Vegas office, 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. What is it you have there when people just drop in and they want to see what you're doing? What is it that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got people working the phones, and that's calling on behalf of endorsed candidates. Right now we have Adam Laxalt. We are also adding Annie Black and April Becker to that. They're also running for House seats. And then, like I said, we're going to be looking at a lot of state. So we kind of inform people on how we do that, but it's making calls on their behalf to get people to understand this is who we endorsed and this is the reasons why. Now, saying that, there is a lot of great candidates out there. It's, you know, sometimes we have to look at, you know, their voting records, if they held an office before. So, you know, we have a lot of pro 2A candidates. I mean, the Nevada's full of people that care about our rights. I can tell you that.
I want to ask you about the governor's race, because we've got 16 candidates on the Republican side. And have you selected a candidate yet? Have you vetted a candidate yet?
No, we haven't. We haven't done the governor race yet. I think we're probably going to look, because the candidates are so filled and we do have a lot of great candidates out there. I'm probably looking after the primary on that one, and then going towards the general and, you know, trying to get rid of Sisolak.
And by the way, do you ever get at any of these vetting sessions, like the one coming up next Monday, do you ever get a Democrat walk through the door and say, wait a minute, I'm pro-gun?
Yeah, you know, we actually, to be honest with you, GOA, we don't look at the Republican or the Democrat. We actually look at whether they're a anti-gun grabber left or if they're a conservative. So we actually have independents. We've actually, in Pennsylvania, we've endorsed a Democratic sheriff because he is a really good, strong pro 2A. And so it's not necessarily on which side they're on. It's what their stance is on our Constitution. And if they go against anything in our rights, then we don't even, like I said, we're no compromise. We don't even do it. So, you know, there could be a Democrat that is strong constitutional, and it just depends if they're went over to that far left side.
Again, Monte Bowen joining us, Pacific Regional Director, Gun Owners of America. I know a lot of people that say, I don't want to contribute to the party. I don't want to contribute or help a specific candidate, but I want to help a cause. And the cause oftentimes is the Second Amendment. Can you talk a little bit about what it is you need from people? How can people help you get the word out?
Absolutely. Well, the best way they can do it is most of our litigation and the way we fund our organization is done off our $25 a year membership. And, you know, join GOA, join our grassroots army, come with us and fight these fights with us, become a member. And then the second thing at our office is having volunteers to make phone calls. If you don't want to make the travel into our office, we've got great tech guys that can set you up at your house. You can do as many hours or as less as hours you want, but it's just making those phone calls. That's the two ways you could help me the most.
There you go. Monte, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. I know we'll talk again soon. These problems are not going away, and we got to have organizations like yours that are vigilant when it comes to our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Monte Bowen, Pacific Regional Director, Gun Owners of America. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on a busy, busy Wednesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months, no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is the basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Every day, it seems, the noose legally around the neck of Hunter Biden continues to tighten up. Brett Tolman, and this is cut one, by the way. This is Brett Tolman. The former federal prosecutor was on with Martha McCallum last night, and he says there is a mounting amount of evidence against the Biden crime family and that it deserves further investigation. Does it include indictments? Let's find out.
Well, it's possible. And on its face, you may not think much of it. It may be that they just don't want the PR. But when you connect the dots and it's Hunter that's being asked to provide the income, knowing now where that money is coming from, knowing that he's been referred